Uh-oh, does it look like yours truly might be in some trouble? Well, podcasting, according to some, may be in peril, according to an article at USA Today. James Logan freely admits that he's never made a podcast, but he also insists that he helped create the medium of podcasting. He says that that happened in 1996, and he has the patents to prove it. In a controversial legal battle, Personal Audio, the company founded by Logan, is suing comedian Adam Carolla's Ace Broadcasting and two other podcasters, and the networks Fox, CBS, and NBC, saying they are infringing on his copyright and owe him. The trial begins in September. Carolla has taken to the web to raise money for legal fees against what he calls patent trolls. Carolla says he needs $1.5 million to face the Personal Audio suit in a Texas courtroom that has historically favored patent litigants. So far, Carolla has pulled in just about $370,000. Podcasting has been around since at least 2004, initially as a vehicle to supply non-music programming for the Apple iPod, which launched in 2001. Apple began offering podcasts through subscriptions, downloads, and iTunes. And again, as the popularity of smartphones and tablets has eliminated the need for subscriptions and downloads such as TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, they offer instant listening on the web and via increasingly popular smartphone apps. Well, I've been doing this since about 1997, and some of them have been doing it even sooner. I'm not sure what the podcasting lawsuit will bring, but I can guarantee you one thing, I'm not going anywhere. I'm Dan Oppressor. That's today's commentary.